Sunday.
Welcome to Worship at Our Savior. 84 years of live broadcast, simulcast, and podcast.
The best day of its kind. We're so glad you turned your radio on. People would be wearing red today. I forgot mine. But it is still Reformation. Brings back a lot of memories being with a Lutheran background for Confirmation Sunday, First Communion Sunday. In my past, things have changed quite a bit, but Reformation remains the same.
Yes.
So, thanks for tuning in. We're glad you're here.
Yes, we are. And this Sunday, I was sitting just before I left the house, I jotted down that this Sunday has three R's. You ready? Dorothy Shesso appreciated, and those of our Savior, because we had red, like Cheryl said. We asked people to bring red flowers in, like on Pentecost. And likewise, red in your clothing, and people walk up to me and say, "See, Pastor, there's red over here. I got it here." So they'd look and scurry around for any kind of red for themselves. Second R for this Sunday is it's Reformation Sunday. Third R is the theme of repentance. For those of you who track Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, of many decades of ministry to this nation and to its national leaders, he quotes the scriptures as of last night for today, Joel 2, Old Testament prophet, verse 12. "Even now," declares the Lord, "return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity." Word of God, word of life. Thank you, Franklin, for reminding us as a nation. So red, Reformation, and repentance, we have gathered this gathering. This day, radio broadcast you are hearing or podcast you receive is by Cheryl and myself to the glory of God on this Reformation Day. So our gathering hymn for this day, hope's got it all keyed up for us, is going to be Beautiful Savior and the St. Olaf Choir out of Minnesota. Gotta speak Scandinavian. Scott Pike will get that. It's coming louder and louder. Crescendo. Choir's building.
continue with our invocation.
Yes, we will. Sound quality in house is different, and I hope you're getting better quality than we are. Still gotta identify its source. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us in all creation. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves.
We place our own needs before those of our neighbors.
We keep your gift of salvation
to ourselves.
Make us humble. Cast away our transgressions, and turn us again to life in you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death, and through Jesus' resurrection, Christ has made us his own. So hear the truth that God proclaims to us every day of our existence. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. So led by the Holy Spirit, let us live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world around us. Amen. Hymn of praise for this day is, Lord, I lift your name on high, as truly he is.
I'm so glad.
And we do. That's the reason we gather in Christ's name. So the Lord be with all of us and with you.
Mm-hmm. And also with you.
Thank you. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Our first reading comes from Jeremiah 31, selected verses. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or to say to each other, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm comes from Psalm 46. Our antiphon is, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear,
though the earth be moved,
and the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Through its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult,
there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake.
God speaks and the earth melts away. The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of
Jacob is our stronghold. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord. What desolation God has brought up upon the earth.
Behold, the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shield with fire.
Be still, then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations.
I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Our second lesson comes from Romans chapter 3, selected verses. Now that we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law,
so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. There is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading for this day is a brief one. All three lessons in the Lutheran lectionary, sometimes different from the ecclesiastical lectionary, are always the same. The Jeremiah text, the Romans text, now the gospel. It is from John's gospel, 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse.
Glory to you, Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you truly are my disciples. You will know the truth. The truth shall set you free." But then they answered Jesus, "But we're descendants of Abraham. We've never been slaves to anybody. What do you mean by saying you will make us free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everybody who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
This morning, as I put together my sermons, I work on them throughout the week, and obviously I do a Wednesday morning study with all three lessons, as we do have read here on Sunday. So, woke up at 3 a.m. Some of you are probably sleeping. I got up and I said, "Okay, Lord, what's it going to be?" So, I'm going to start by taking you on a magical ride. You know how the old Arabian tales, you sit on a magic carpet, and a tale is spun and told, and we travel through time and space. The carpet you and I are riding on right now is a carpet that's going to take us back from 2020, get us out of this year, and take us back in time approximately 586 years BC. Okay? So that's 2,500 years ago. Where are we? Well, we're not in Jerusalem. Jerusalem fell. And it's like a grandfather sitting on the carpet with his children. Hear the story. After repeated warnings of destruction that would be brought upon our people, upon our land, by the Babylonian tribes, which invaded our land, they killed our relatives, they robbed our wealth, they took away captives as slaves to be part of their culture, we'd never see our homeland again. We cried as a nation, how can this be? How can God, our God, forsake us? We are the chosen. And yet we heard stories of some whom God sent to our grandparents here in Israel, who wanted us to turn from our evil ways, forsaking God as we did. They told us not that God had ever forsaken us. We love God. People called them prophets. But we knew our king of Judah, he had his prophets. They advised us that this was treacherous nonsense that these men spoke. God would not destroy God's people. We're descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and the great king David. Regretfully, the day came. Destruction came like a devastating storm across the desert, scorched our homes, our homeland. Everyone, friend, relative, citizen was affected. Upon the smallest villages and to the large city of Jerusalem, to even the temple of the Lord, the house of worship, the temple. Those who had lived through the devastation were taken away as slaves to a foreign land that they knew nothing about, unseen enemies and cities far distant, and no contact with those who were back here. It's the understanding that in these hopeless decades, another voice had arisen among the people, approximately 540 BC, some 40 years later. This voice came from the author, Jeremiah, of the reading. So here we are. In this spiritually deserted wasteland of Babylon, this dehydrated people where hope seemed hopeless, after centuries of tears, the prophet speaks this. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the house of Judah. Now, it's not going to be like the covenant that your fathers told you about, the one that they broke, the Decalogue, you know, the commandments of Moses. It was so much easier to ignore them and just reinterpret them through their convenience of their lifestyle. I was even their husband, says the Lord. But I'm going to put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. And all people will know that I am their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they be teaching one another or say to one another, know the Lord. They're all going to know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquity. You hear that? I will forgive their iniquity, and I'll remember their sin no more. Sound like a happy fable? A pipe dream? Could never happen again to God's chosen people. Always evolving, always improving, always learning. We wouldn't return back to the pagan ways, Satan worship, self-indulgence, hedonistic lifestyle, and forsake the Lord again. Would we? Would they? But the story continues. Second reading. This reading of text of Paul as he speaks to the church. He understood fully the power of psychology when it came to understanding himself and other people, motivation, and the evil core of the human heart. You just couldn't avoid the dirt and the trash inside of us. The apostle in previous writings spoke about the war that is within us. mental health talks about. It's not always outside. It's many times inside of us with mental health, schizophrenia, issues, dealing with the past, dealing with parents, dealing with, do you know that word? You say things you wish you never spoke. You're accused of many things. You take actions because you're angry. And then you say, but I'm innocent. I don't want to do something, but I know that it's wrong and I still do it. I speak it. I take action upon it. These are what we say in the church, our sins of commission. Paul also said, I know what's right, but you know, darn it, I make excuses. I justify my words, my thoughts, my deeds as totally legitimate and appropriate, even if I don't do them. Those are called sins of omission. God captures this on both ends of the spectrum. Paul cut the ground out from us, smug, self-righteous, arrogant people. Think that we're perfect, we're good enough for God. Living as we do is our wretched, immoral, apathetic, complacent, blind to God's will for us, and think we can tear down God's heaven's gate to gain access to see the King. Of course, that's the Lord himself. I deserve him. Well, sorry, Charlie, if you remember the commercial, the tuna fish. God makes the selection. Not you, not I. Doesn't matter what club you belong to or what church you identified with, God is supreme. God is sovereign. Christ is our sacrifice alone. God's word alone guides us to the Christ and to salvation. All this is accessible only alone by surrendering and by faith to trust and walk with Christ. For God alone is our head, source of salvation. Hopefully you can say with me, amen. So in the second reading of Romans comes key phrases. We are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. Memorize that, because that's your ticket. He justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Okay? Second principle of the Reformation, sola fide. Latin, by faith alone. Last text, short one. You know, the myth is somehow in our growing up into this technological world, this wonderful world that's around us, is that we are masters of our own destiny. Masters of the universe, kind of like the movie, right? Wrong. Social media rose out of nowhere. And now it rules in so many people's lives. It defines who they are, their value, their place in life, society, and their own self-esteem. Terrible. Then you got the public media with their commentaries, right? They're going to tell us what we should think, what we should do, and how we should have heard the person that just spoke. Because they know what was right and what they hid from us. They set the moral climate for a nation supposedly under God. We're not above God. We're being played like puppets, enslaved. We have only one Savior, one Redeemer under heaven, the one who came from heaven to ransom us from our darkness, confession, and our false values. We're in need of a reformation. So, highlights out of the gospel text. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so it's been used by newspapers over the centuries as a motto on the front cover of their newspaper, the truth shall set you free. Well, it was God's truth that was to set us free, not a political campaign, not a politician, nor a newspaper, and a media. God's truth, God's word. Somebody lost it in translation. Very truly, I tell you, everybody who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave doesn't have a permanent place in the household. We go walking down this path of life, whistling a happy tune, kicking up the dust and hitting the cans with stones and saying, oh, what a good boy I am, thinking this is not going to end. And well, I think the pandemic said, breaks, it's ending. Now, what are you going to do? What do you have left? You valued the things of this time, this place, the technology. You value too much of the wrong things. Clutter off your shelf in your life. Throw away, discard all the false idols, I-D-O-L-S, and lay hold to the one true God. Next phrase out of John. The Son has a place there in the house. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. You and I have been greeted and welcomed by the Christ. This Reformation Day, in spite of not gathering in red, you may be wearing red, and I can just see some of you in your homes, in the living rooms, or wherever you are, and I'm not going to guess where that may be. You may have red on just for practice of what we do. But understand that the core of it all is not ourselves. It is by faith alone. It is by Scripture, God's Word alone, that we have Christ alone providing us access to the Father through Him. May the God of grace, who has led us at this time, in this place, in human history and American history, keep us on the narrow path, that we don't lose sight both of the prize, but also the means that gets us to our destination. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us. Remain with us always. Amen. Our service continues. I always like to tease Doug Cohen House. If a sermon is short, Doug, give me 5 minutes of credit. The sermon was short. And I don't want any phone calls saying, we didn't use the full radio time because you preached not the full time. I preach the Word of God. Hymn of the day, we hear, Mighty Fortress, national anthem, we Lutherans like to sing, but it's shared by all denominations, including the Roman Catholic Church. God bless. And if you don't know this, you can have this We express our faith on this Reformation Day in the faith of the church, non-denominational, because it comes from the apostles from which we are, come out of the tree of Jesus Christ. Together we affirm, I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father,
and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, in the life everlasting. Amen.
Well, lead us in our prayers.
With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Renew and inspire the church in the freedom of the gospel, O God. Where the church is in error, reform it. Where the church speaks your truth, strengthen it. Where the church is divided, unify it. Ignite in us the working of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As the earth changes, as mountains shake and waters roar, may we care for the planet as a holy habitation for all those living things. Sustain all peoples and lands recovering from natural disasters of any kind. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide areas of the world divided or traumatized by conflict, especially in our own land. Free all from slavery and human trafficking, and protect all in harm's way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Release those living in bondage to debts, chronic pain, or addiction. Grant healing, touch those who are ill. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer.
In this family of faith, we give thanks for courageous voices that have remained firm in their commitment to the one who frees us from sin and death. Centered in your grace, unify us in the hope of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Lord, we ask that you remember Ray and Sue and Linda and Mike. We pray for those who are suffering from COVID, but the side effects of COVID, the isolation, the fear of tomorrow. For we know there is a tomorrow, and it's a bright tomorrow, for we walk in you. We thank you for Dorothy, for Ed, for Bev, for Florence, for Constantine, and Donna, and Mary, and Chrissy.
Gracious God, we also remember that Donna Taylor will be having additional tests this week. So be with her, be her constant companion. May good results come for her. We remember also, as of this morning, 1,380 new people in the state of Michigan diagnosed on Saturday with COVID. And for all the uncertainty now facing them for the next 14 days, as well as in the weeks and months and years that follow. And Lord, we don't forget David Creech's mother. Last week she was healthy until Sunday, and then she had a stroke. Gracious God, we pray you be with her in the healing services you afford us through science and technology, to grant strength and recovery of her abilities as is good for her. There's just so many, Lord, we need to pray for, so keep us ever diligent and faithful for praying for all, Lord, at any time of our day or night. We continue, hope.
Even in death, you free us and give us a place in your house. We give thanks for our ancestors who have shown us truth and freedom, especially Martin Luther and those who work for the renewal of the church. In your mercy,
hear our prayer. Listen as we call on you, O God, and unfold in your loving arms all for whom we pray here this day and every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
So join us as we pray together his prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This time in our service, we would receive our gifts that support the ministry of our Savior. We thank you for those who are faithful in their weekly or monthly blessing us with their tithes and offerings. One of the extensions of our ministry started about 18 months ago. Pat Robertson came to me, as well as the different recovery groups in town as St. Clair County was trying to put together a strategy. Pat Patterson was going to be doing the organization for St. Clair County of a new organization called Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, BW Rock. It's a mixed blessing. They have done their job so well, and indeed is so great, they have grown and blossomed to reach out to all who are in their brokenness, need to deal with their addictions in a positive, constructive way, and not in death and destruction of their bodies or their relationships. Well, anyways, this last week, Pat called me and says, Pastor, I hate to tell you this, but we thank you for the generosity of our Savior, always bending over backwards for us, opening up your space, giving us more space, borrowing your supplies, doing this and that. But we have come to the point where we need more space, and we have procured a building, corner of 10th and Lapeer, used to be the other, earlier, the Youth for Christ building across from Pizza Hut. They will take possession of that. He was not sure of a specific date, but he figured it was by mid-November. So we pray in our prayers for the ministry of outreach, for all in recovery through community mental health, BW Rock, or private counseling services. We all need good mental health. So gracious God, be with them. In terms of announcements, to let you know that we have set up a date and a time. It's not a question when exactly is our Savior going to open in-house worship. We're going to do that, no doubt about it. It's just not going to be the same for a while until it's safer. So I've asked the trustees, Ken Perry called together a meeting for this Thursday of election week at 6:30. All you trustees out there, pass the word on to them, that we meet here at Our Savior in the basement. Safety protocols take place, face mask, sanitizing temperature, all that stuff will take place inside the building. We will put together nothing political, but what we need to do physically and structurally to make it safe for when people return to the church. Give you a glimpse what that'll look like. Cheryl and I have already purchased some air filters with UV lights that are HEPA filters with permanent filters. We're going to need more, and we're going to need your donations. We're going to also need ultraviolet lighting that takes care of multitude of things, including COVID.
Sanitation.
And the sanitation without chemicals or sprays upon product, wood, fabric. And it can do it in less than 30 minutes in any room in this building. How's that one? Keeping up with the science, I have been reading and studying and hearing from the doctors. And we're going to do it here at Our Savior, so those who want to worship when it's time can do so safely, as much as God and human knowledge tells us. Last week, nominating committee met. Want you to know, if you haven't been contacted yet and they're going to contact you, they will contact you, and they will notify me as soon as they get their people they're contacting together to give me a response. We will have a congregational election. The council will decide what format or how that's going to take place, because this is not at all normal. One idea that seems to have the most substance is that we would provide for people, since we can't vote, so to speak, by absentee ballot, but actually at the church, is that we will do drive-in parking lot. Ballot will be presented to you, or you can bring the one we'll send to your home, completed. One object every year is the budget. It'll be the same as the budget last year. But if you need copies, we'll make copies, like the Save a Tree or two. The other thing will be a ballot, and once we get the slate, we'll send that out to you, and you can complete it in the parking lot. And then we'll collect them in a period of like 2 hours on a Sunday. That's one idea proposed. It's up to the church council to decide at its November 10th meeting. All righty. Remember, next Saturday night, the time changes. So you get one extra hour of sleep. And you'll join us at, well, now is 9:30, but we'll be 8:30 next week. Okay? All righty. Hope, if you'll give us the offering prayer.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. You have set before us these gifts of your good creation. Prepare us for your heavenly banquet. Nourish us with this rich food and drink, and send us forth to set tables in the midst of a suffering world. Through the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Cheryl, you want to speak the blessing?
Mothering God, Father and Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and lead you into the way of truth and life. Amen. Amen.
I've been monitoring the time and the clock. We're omitting the offering hymn for those who have a hymn list, so scratch it off. All people that on earth do it well. So Hope's emptying the cartridge for the CD.
You're throwing me off.
Isn't it something?
But that's okay.
Now we're going to do Built on a Rock, The Church Shall Stand. It's from a different variation, same hymn, totally organ,
totally Lutheran.
And Cheryl's going to read for you the first verse, because this hymn says it all.
Built on a rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling. Crumbled have spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest, calling the souls of those distressed, longing for life everlasting.
Thank you.
through all the passing years, O Lord, grant that when church bells are ringing, many may come to hear God's word, where he this promise is bringing. I know my own know me. You, not the world, my face shall see. My peace I leave with you. Amen.
Oh, you want to speak to dismissal?
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for worshiping with us. Recommend a podcast tomorrow. Join us next week. Oh, if you don't know it, it's All Saints Day. So everybody dress in white. That could be your underwear. It could be pajamas. We won't look, and we won't tell. It's like Las Vegas. It's your secret.